great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here, and we've got a very special program for you today. Some of the topics we'll be talking about include avoiding mosquito and tick bites. You have something that's working for you? We have some new ideas for you today with our two guests, Joe and Terry Graydon, with us today. You know them from their radio show, The People's Pharmacy. So we'll talk with them about keeping those annoying insects away, and we'll take a look at all kinds of other health and diet questions as well when we visit with them. And I hope you'll join in with your questions and comments as we move along at 800-642-1234, or send us an email to ideas@wpr.org. Joe's a pharmacologist, Terry's a medical anthropologist, and together they talk about issues relating to drugs, herbs, home remedies, vitamins, and so many other health topics. With us online here, Joe and Terry, welcome to the Ideas Network, and thanks for helping us out during our fall fun drive.
Well, thank you, Larry. It's a joy to be with you.
It's such a pleasure, always.
Oh, I tell you what, it's so great to hear your voices and to have you with us today. And we have a big goal here today. Because you're on, in honor of your being with us on the show today, we have a goal this hour of 60 pledges, and we can get there one healthy pledge at a time. And I did want to mention a very special thank you gift that you're offering from the People's Pharmacy. For $10 a month or $120 contribution, you can have their book titled Recipes and Remedies from the People's Pharmacy. So I hope you'll make your pledge right now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Joe and Terry, let's talk a little bit about public radio in general. What draws you to public radio? What do you love about it?
Well, we've been doing it for 40-plus years, so you can tell we really do love public radio.
Larry, what we love most is the listeners. Public radio listeners are really thoughtful and engaged.
They share so many of their favorite home remedies on our air every week. We have learned some things that just, you know, are mind-boggling. I'll never forget when somebody called in and said, mustard for burns, that is what you need to do. And we went, wait a minute, no, cold water, that's what you do for burns. She said, well, yeah, cold water, but then put on the mustard.
And it turns out that it does work. We were skeptical, but it works.
Why?
And we've
heard
from so many people. Well, we think, first of all, it's best if it's cold mustard. But then we think there may be some ingredients like turmeric. You know, that's what gives mustard the yellow flavor that's so familiar, and the distinctive color that's so familiar. Soy sauce is another one. Cold soy sauce on burns. People have told. In fact, Terry, remember the board op at West Virginia Public Radio?
Yes, indeed.
What did she say?
She said that she had grabbed the handle of a pan that was in the oven, and by accident, she reached in and she grabbed it with her hand, and it.
I've done that.
it's not good because it's a good way to get burned. Well, what she did was after putting cold water over the hand, she got out one of those disposable gloves that you have in your kitchen, probably. We have them in our kitchen. Mm-hmm. She poured the soy sauce into the gloves, and she wore the glove until the next morning. And there was no blister, no redness, and no pain.
So that's why we love the listeners of public radio, because they share wonderful stories. They share their wisdom, and they enjoy trading this kind of information. You know, it's a community, Larry, and that's why we hope people right now will pick up the phone and call 888-202-2552 and support this community that you depend on.
Yeah, and they can go to WPR.org as well. We were having a little trouble with that earlier, but we're up and running with WPR.org. or phone 888-202-2552. And here we are, just a few minutes into the show, and I've already learned a couple of things from Joe and Terry. What about you? Have you learned something from listening to them on the People's Pharmacy or any of the other programs? This program, every day we're on from 11 to 12:30. If you enjoy these kinds of programs, I hope you'll contribute right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And don't forget, and we'll be talking about the book that we're offering here from the People's Pharmacy. It's called Recipes and Remedies from the People's Pharmacy. And for a $10 a month gift, we will send you a copy of that book, Compliments of Joe and Terry Graydon. It's a wonderful to have them with us today. Show your support right now at 888-202-2552. Or go online to WPR.org and make your contribution. You know what? We've got a caller online. By the way, if you have a question, join in at 800-642-1234. Bruce in New Berlin has something for us. Hi, Bruce.
Hi.
Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, last night, it's hot here, and it was hot last night, and I'm sitting in the front yard with my wife. I have my shirt off, and I'm just, no mosquitoes at all. She's standing next to me covered with mosquito repellent, and she's getting all bitten up. Mosquitoes just don't bother me. They bite me occasionally, and I also don't get an allergic reaction, you know, a bump from them. Why is that?
Why is that the
case?
Well,
the fact that you don't get an allergic reaction might mean that you're getting bitten a little bit more than you realize. But there are people who are not very attractive to mosquitoes and others who are just mosquito magnets. And it sounds like you're the one who lets the mosquitoes all go to your wife.
Well, you know, we suspect that it's maybe something to do with metabolism. It may have to do with the odor at the level of the skin. But we have heard from so many people who say, yes, my husband, he's the mosquito magnet, no bites for me, and then vice versa. There's one remedy that is highly controversial. And we've heard from people who say, well, we went hiking up in the mountains and the mosquitoes were just swarming and our friends got covered with dozens, if not hundreds of bites. But we, my wife and me, we didn't get bitten at all. We were taking B vitamins. And do you remember?
It was thiamine.
Thiamine.
Yeah.
And now there have been studies that show that it doesn't work, that taking an oral thiamine pill doesn't work in the least. But we suspect it may, again, have something to do with individual metabolism. So basically what I'd have to say is, Bruce, you're very fortunate. You've got the right genes or the right metabolism, and those mosquitoes are staying away. And by the way, for people who really do want to avoid mosquitoes, you know, I would say there are a number of very effective repellents.
Well, of course, the one that has been the gold standard since practically all my life is DEET. And there are some that are a little more recent that work almost as well or just about as well. They're made with either picaridin or oil of lemon eucalyptus. They're not quite as unpleasant as DEET.
You know, I remember a friend of mine telling me he had in his fishing tackle box, his mosquito repellent with DEET had leaked in the box, and he had
He
had some plastic lures, and they ate the
lures. They melted.
And he said, am I putting that on my body?
Well, you know, a lot of people say exactly that same thing. They say, wait a minute, if this chemical can dissolve plastic, what's it doing in my body? But there's been a lot of research on DEET, and I would have to say these days, especially with ticks, we have some suggestions because, look, ticks are really nasty. They can transmit all kinds of things in Wisconsin, not just in North Carolina where we're based, but anaplasmosis, babesiosis, ehrlichiosis, something called Powassan, how do you pronounce that, Terry?
Powassan virus.
And Rocky Mountain spotted fever. So you definitely do not want tick bites when you're hiking in the woods in Wisconsin.
And Joe, you left out Borrelia burgdorferi,
Lyme
disease.
Exactly.
Which is the most common tick transmitted infection in Wisconsin, and it's a nasty one.
And so here's my trick, Larry.
Okay.
I wear kind of beat up old hiking shoes, and I spray the shoes with DEET because I don't worry too much about the shoe leather getting soaked. And then
it is leather, it's not plastic.
I wear my gaiters.
Now, these gaiters have been treated with permethrin before we got them. They were manufactured that way, so the fabric is actually impregnated with permethrin. And these gaiters go on, and they cover the gap between your shoes and the bottom of your pants legs. And they are wonderful. They really cut down on the number of ticks that jump on you because they don't like the scent of this stuff, which actually also slows them down and kills them eventually.
It's so great news. We're talking today with Joe and Terry Graydon, co-hosts of The People's Pharmacy. You hear it on WPR on Saturday mornings at 7. I'm Larry Mueller. Questions or comments or maybe experiences to share with them as we visit, I hope you'll join in at 1-800-642-1234. And you can also email us at ideas@WPR.org. We'd love to hear from you. I had a friend who bought a new house or another house, and the backyard was in pretty bad shape. It was summertime, and so she went out there in shorts and a T-shirt and pulled all those weeds.
Uh-oh.
And she learned shortly after pulling them that she had been pulling poison ivy with her bare hands.
Ouch.
This is
rubbing
not
on her legs.
A good plan. Yeah. It's really
she
helpful
was in agony.
To learn what poison ivy looks like, especially before you tackle a big weeding project like that. If at all possible, do not approach it with your bare skin. And when you know that you've been near poison ivy, even if you haven't touched it with your skin, when you come inside, just take all of your clothing off, drop it straight into the washing machine, and wash it, because the resin from the poison ivy can get on clothing or dogs and cats' fur, and you can therefore catch poison ivy, you know, weeks later by touching those work gloves or blue jeans again.
Now, here's what we recommend. And I know that a lot of our listeners right now are going, yeah, but Grandma always used laundry soap, brown soap. And any soap will help wash this off.
Any soap. Take your shower as soon as you can when you come inside.
If you do it soon enough. But here are two products that we think are pretty effective. One is called Tecnu. T-E-C-N-U, Outdoor Skin Cleanser, or Zanfel, Z-A-N-F-E-L, Poison Ivy Wash. And they will get rid of that, what's called urushiol oil that you get on your hands from either poison ivy or oak or sumac. But again, you have to do it quickly after coming into the house.
And what is it again? Give me the name of that again.
Okay, two products. One is Tecnu, T-E-C-N-U, and it's also called Outdoor Skin Cleanser. So Tecnu or Zanfel, Z as in zebra, A-N-F-E-L. And by the way, if you know that you're sensitive to poison ivy, you can also put Tecnu on before you go out. And you may also want to take a barrier cream like IVX, I-V-Y-X, because that will sort of protect your skin from that urushiol oil that can really, once it touches your skin, it kind of really grabs on.
You are listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here with my two guests, Joe and Terry Graydon. Questions or comments or maybe some experiences to share with them, I hope you'll join in the conversation. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@WPR.org. Love to hear from you as we talk with our two guests and some callers on the line, and we'll go to the phones in just a minute. But again, that number, 1-800-642-1234, or email us at ideas@WPR.org. Love to hear from you.
And Larry, of course, there's another number that's important today as well.
Yes,
right? That's
number. That's
888-202 2552, and that is the all-important number to make your pledge of support to the Ideas Network here at Wisconsin Public Radio.
And Larry, our way of saying thank you is to make available a copy of Recipes and Remedies from the People's Pharmacy. We have remedies and recipes for managing blood sugar, for lowering cholesterol, for preventing high blood pressure. And, you know, a lot of people have high cholesterol, and they will, you know, I don't really want to take a statin. Is there anything else I can do? And there are lots
Answer
of suggestions.
Yes.
There are things, and also ways to deal with indigestion and combating joint pain and arthritis. So if you'd like to find out about some of these recipes and remedies, please make a call right now, 888-202-2552, or go to WPR.org. Our way of saying thank you is to make available Recipes and Remedies from the People's Pharmacy.
And yes. Recipes and Remedies is our gift for your pledge of $10 a month or more, but your gift of any amount is good.
You listen to the Ideas Network every single day. I know you do. You rely on the programs that we have for news, for great information, like we're hearing today from Joe and Terry Graydon. Wonderful conversations, entertainment. I think the Ideas Network is certainly important to my life, and I'll bet it's important to your life as well. We're listener-supported. Your gift makes WPR possible, so I hope you'll give today. Your gift, any amount, makes a difference, but as Joe and Terry just said, for a $120 contribution, that'd be $10 a month, thanks to them, we have copies of their book, Recipes and Remedies from the People's Pharmacy. Joe and Terry Graydon are the authors, and it's their gift to you for contributing during this hour. We've got this hour, and we have a goal of 60 pledges, 60 people calling in with pledges. And I'd love to have 60 pledges of $120 or more. But you know what? Any amount would be just fine. We have seven folks who've called in, so we have 53 more to go, and we've got all these copies of Recipes and Remedies from the People's Pharmacy. Your gift with a pledge of $10 a month or $120, or you just write a check for $120, or you can put it on your credit card. However you want to do it, it's easy to do, and it's only being offered during this particular hour. So I hope you'll take advantage of it. Here on the Ideas Network, I'm Larry Mueller. Thanks for joining us today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here with my two guests, the executive producers and hosts of the People's Pharmacy, Joe and Terry Graydon, with us. Lots of people online to visit with you, so let's take a call. Bob in Crivitz, thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
I just wondered if you ever tried Bounce Fabric Tissue.
Bounce for what, Bob?
Okay, well, I was working up at, I worked part-time for the DNR, I no longer do, but I was working up on elk up at, with Lane Stoll up at Clam Lake, and when I got back to the motel room, I was sitting out on a lawn chair out in the backyard, and mosquitoes were eating me up like crazy, and I remember a good friend of mine up here at west of Crivitz on Cauldron Falls, he said he was putting a roof on, and the mosquitoes were eating them up, and he took two fabrics off their tissues, and he tucked them under the edge of his cap, and they stayed off of him just like that. So yeah. I laid some on the lawn chair, and I laid a couple of them right up on the arms of the lawn chair, and just like that, the mosquitoes are gone.
Oh. Well, Bob, that's very interesting. No, we had not heard that before. We have heard about using fabric softener sheets to discourage wasps.
And sometimes even ants. So there must be something in some of those fabric softener sheets that is unpleasant to insects. And I'm delighted to hear that it worked for your mosquitoes. You know, when you're in the middle of nowhere and you need some immediate relief, sometimes an old-fashioned remedy, or in this case, a newfangled remedy, can work magic.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the old-fashioned remedy, that brings to mind, some people have used Listerine mouthwash, put it on their skin, and at least for a reasonably short period of time, maybe 20, 30, 40 minutes, It seems to deter the mosquitoes.
Now, I would encourage people who are going to use Listerine to use the amber variety, because the blue Listerine just might stain your skin.
Oh, yeah, it probably will.
We've heard people who have used Listerine foot baths for their toenail fungus, and then they discover that all of a sudden, if they've used the blue Listerine, that their toes are rather blue for a long time. So be prepared.
Bob, thanks. And speaking of toenail fungus, Patty in Appleton has something for us. Hi, Patty.
Well, I have a question, not some help, but I was wondering if there is a remedy, a home remedy, to get rid of toenail fungus.
Good question.
Oh, my goodness. You have come to the right place, Patty. We have so many remedies for toenail fungus. We don't even know where to start. All I can say is toenail fungus is among us. I mean, everybody seems to have toenail fungus at some point, especially as they get older. It gets, you know, the nails get yellow and crumbly, kind of brownish and thick and yucky looking. So, Terry, let's start with amber Listerine and vinegar.
I was going to say, let's start with Listerine, because a lot of people have told us that soaking their toenails in Listerine really gets rid of the nail fungus. Other people combine the Listerine with vinegar, white vinegar. It doesn't have to be apple cider vinegar. And definitely you don't want to waste money on balsamic vinegar to soak your feet. But Listerine and vinegar. Now, you do have to be persistent with any of these toenail fungus remedies, because if you were to take a prescription medication for toenail fungus, you'd have to take it for what, Joe? 8 months? A year?
Yes, and some of those remedies are very pricey.
So another remedy that people really like, which is another old-fashioned remedy, is Vicks VapoRub. Put it on the toenails, the affected toenails, twice a day, morning and evening. It has a lot of the same herbal oils in it as Listerine, and we think that this combination of thymol and eucalyptol and some of the others are working together to discourage the fungus.
Some people find that iodine works, just coating the nails with iodine. Others say that regular applications of hydrogen peroxide, H2O2, does the job. But again, there are so many remedies for toenail fungus, we wouldn't know where to begin. And what you have to do is you have to sort of trial and error. You know,
yeah.
Some work for some people and others for... You know, don't do the job, but it will take time. It'll take months to really clear it up.
So we encourage Patty, she can take a look at peoplespharmacy.com, and she'll find a lot of remedies there.
And by the way, you'll find lots of remedies and recipes in the book, Recipes and Remedies from the People's Pharmacy. It's our way of saying thank you to the listeners of Wisconsin Public Radio for supporting this marvelous public radio station. The way for people to access this, Terry, is?
The telephone number to make your pledge, 888-202-2552. You can also make your pledge online at WPR.org.
It's their way of saying thanks, Joe and Terry, to you for listening to the People's Pharmacy and listening to all the shows that you hear on the Ideas Network every single day. I know you rely on our programs for great information, great conversations. So why not make today, this next half hour, your time, your gift, any amount at 1-888-202-2552 or go to WPR.org and make your contribution. And again, if you make a pledge of $10 a month or more, we're going to send you a copy of Recipes and Remedies from the People's Pharmacy by Joe and Terry Graydon. And we'll talk some more about that. I wanted to get Robert on from Middleton. Robert, thanks for calling.
Yes, thank you for having my call. I just wanted to compliment the Graydons on their show. I think it's one that really shows a great deal of scientific rigor. A lot of shows like theirs that deal with sort of complementary medicine, frankly, at best might be described as the stuff that comes out of the south end of a northbound horse. And their scientific rigor is really remarkable, and they have such good guests on. And they go to the source of real people from real institutions who really know what's going on. And I'm really very impressed with the show.
Robert, thank you so much. It's wonderful to hear that, isn't it, Joe and Terry?
It is. It's wonderful. Thank you, Robert.
It's just amazing. I mean, it makes my tail wag when I hear such commentary.
It really does show that people are paying attention, because we are striving to do exactly what Robert has described, to find out about the scientific basis for the things that we talk about. Not every home remedy has been studied scientifically, so some of that is not available.
Well, we had an opportunity to interview a Harvard neurobiologist not that very long ago, and he came up with a remedy for muscle cramps. Now, we've developed over the years, we've had lots of leg cramp remedies, but he actually had the science behind it. And it was so nice to be able to talk to somebody who could explain why, if you swallow ginger, capsaicin, and cinnamon, which they put together in this combination thing called Hot Shot, why it would work scientifically. So it's also the same reason that we think pickle juice or
yellow mustard
work to calm your leg cramps. So if you wake up in the middle of the night with a Charlie horse, all you need is a teaspoonful of yellow mustard or a jigger of vinegar.
There we go. Some more great information from Joe and Terry Graydon here. Call in right now with your contribution at 888-202-2552 or go online to WPR.org and make your contribution right now in support of this program and all the programs that you hear. We have a goal this hour of 60 pledges, and we have, let's see, how many do we have to go? We have 44 to go, so we're making some great progress. What about you? If you haven't contributed yet, now is the time to do it at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Make your contribution right now in support of the programs that you count on. And let's take a call from Patrick in Eau Claire. Patrick, hi. Thanks for calling.
Hello. Yes, I have a mosquito remedy that I've used in the past. I don't know if it's still available, but it's Avon Skin So Soft Bath Oil. Nice thing about that is you don't have to worry. It's bath oil, so it's not going to hurt you. But I have used that with some success.
And you are not the only one, Patrick. We have heard from a lot of readers, not so much recently, but maybe 15 or 10 years ago, we were hearing from listeners about the benefits of Avon Skin So Soft in keeping the mosquitoes away.
Well, a lot of military folks were using Avon Skin So Soft, if you can imagine that, as a mosquito repellent. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, Terry, I think Avon Skin So Soft actually came out with a mosquito repellent that had that fragrance in it.
They did. They came out with a product that was designed specifically as a mosquito repellent.
But,
and it had a mosquito repellent compound in it.
So, Patrick, you're not the only one who's been using Avon Skin So Soft.
There you go, Patrick. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. You know, we got a nice email from Linda in Milwaukee, too, relating to poison ivy. And she says that she has used Fells Naphtha Soap for poison ivy, to help out with poison ivy. Have you heard of that being used?
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. That's sort of the grandmother's approach. You know, again, get out the Fells Naphtha soap and wash immediately after being exposed to anything that even resembles poison ivy leaves. But here's a special remedy that you've probably never heard of, Larry. Let's say you didn't wash off that poison ivy as quickly as you should have, and you have a few red bumps and they're itchy. Or maybe you didn't use the mosquito repellent and the mosquito zoomed in and got you, and now it's itchy. So what do you do now? Well, you're going to find this pretty bizarre, but it was written up in a dermatology book, a textbook, 40, 50, 60 years ago. We included it in the very first edition of the People's Pharmacy, which came out in 1976 because, hey, it had the dermatologist's approval. Well, what is it? Hot water. Now, what you do is you need hot water that's painful, but not so hot that it will burn. So it's got to be, you know, pretty hot. And it only takes 1 or 2 seconds, 3 at the most, of just a little application of that hot water on that mosquito bite or on that poison ivy to take away the itch for hours.
And there's a new technological wrinkle. People have also found that you can use a hairdryer to do this. You just need a little blast of hot air. It's the heat rather than the water that makes the difference.
Now, some people get a spoon, a kitchen spoon, teaspoon, and run it under hot water so it gets really hot, and then they just touch the spoon to that mosquito bite, and again, it works pretty quickly, almost immediately, and it will last for several hours.
If your coffee's hot enough, you can take the spoon out of your coffee cup and use that.
I love this. I am going to try that out. I had not heard that. And, boy, I tell you what, here in Wisconsin, there is not a shortage of very active mosquitoes.
We've heard that.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Well, I tell you what, Brian in Fond du Lac has something for us. Let's go there. Brian, hi.
Hi, Larry. Thank you for having me on. And Joe and Terry, thank you so very much for all of your efforts over the last years. I've been a listener for, gosh, too long. I don't want to admit how long, but soy sauce was one of your first things I ever heard of as a remedy for burns years ago.
Wow.
Well, thank you very much for calling. Have you had any experience with any of the remedies?
Oh, gracious, I have, and too much. This last week you had somebody talking about AFib, and I just absolutely wanted to thank you so much for the timely information about that. My mother is 84 years old and struggling with congestive heart failure and AFib occasionally. And your information was so terribly helpful in helping her to stay well and healthy, despite the best efforts of the doctors. We were able to correct some of her meds based on the information you provided, and she's doing very well. And I just want to thank you for all the efforts that you've been doing in that regard.
Wow.
Well, thank you so much, Brian, and we're glad to hear she's doing well.
Yeah, thank you very much, Brian, for that call. Boy, you must get this a lot, though, don't you, from fans and people who have been helped by your suggestions?
Well, Larry, it's one of the most rewarding parts of what we do. I mean, you know, a lot of it is fun and entertaining. We love to talk about mosquito bites and poison ivy and things that aren't serious. But then there are things like atrial fibrillation that can be life-threatening. We just had an amazing interview this morning before we went on air with you with a researcher from Oslo, Norway. And he has been studying something that sounds a little yucky, fecal transplants for C. diff infections. C. diff infections kill thousands of people every year in the United States, and it may also work for ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease. So here was a fascinating researcher doing really interesting work and publishing it in the New England Journal of Medicine. So we will be sharing that shortly with our listeners at Wisconsin Public Radio. And our way of saying thank you for your support to WPR is to say Recipes and Remedies from the People's Pharmacy. It's a book that has all kinds of practical information for people who have high blood pressure or diabetes or indigestion. If you're looking for affordable and safe remedies, well, now's the time to make a call and make a pledge.
And it is our thank you gift for your pledge of $10 a month or more. The number to call is 888-202-2552. Or you can make your pledge online at WPR.org.
That's WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Make your contribution. You know, listener support, it's still the single largest piece of our budget, about 40% of it. The Ideas Network is available to the whole community, so I want to thank you so much for your support. I think we have somewhere in the neighborhood of 500,000 people in Wisconsin who tune into our programs each week. And so we know we have a large community of listeners out there. Not everyone can afford to contribute. Some can contribute more than others. Well, what about you? Would you like a copy of Recipes and Remedies from the People's Pharmacy? I think it's about 170 pages. I've been looking through. We'll talk about it a little bit more here as we go along about the book itself. Wonderful recipes and great ways to help you through a whole variety of issues, health issues that you might have. For a copy of that book, $10 a month or more contribution at WPR.org or at 888 202-2552. And let's go to Patty in Door County next. Hi, Patty.
Hi, greetings, autumn greetings from Door County. How is everybody today?
We're doing great. Thank you. Hope you are.
Oh, we are. We go to Florida, and the no-see-ums bite my husband and I terribly. We live in a community where there's a lot of live oaks, so they're out day and night and waiting for us. Is there anything that you can suggest for no-see-ums?
Well, we have heard people say that that Avon Skin So Soft we were talking about a few minutes ago might be helpful against no-see-ums. I'm not sure how well the typical mosquito repellents work, but they may also be worth a try.
Yeah, and I guess I would try the Picaridin, P-I-C-A-R-I-D-I-N. Give it a try and see how well it works. Those no-see-ums can just about drive you crazy. I do understand.
Thank you, Patty. And Dave in Janesville, we'll go to you. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Great. Appreciate your call. What's on your mind?
Well, I have a question. We don't have them as bad here as I used to get. Chiggers all the time when I was in Kansas and out west. They have a lot of them out there, but we do have them here. And I'm just curious, is there anything you can do? Will the deep repellents keep those away? And once you get bit, those things itch worse than anything in the world. And is there anything you can do to calm the itch down a little bit?
Well, there
Yeah, thanks again for calling.
The answer is, Dave, yes and yes. Now, I happen to be one of those people like you who is super susceptible to chigger bites. So when I get bit, not only do they get red, they turn into blisters, they itch, they last for, in some cases, a couple of weeks. I mean, it's pretty ugly. So the first thing you have to do is you have to prevent the chigger bites. And what I told you a little earlier about preventing tick bites, same thing. I would coat my shoes with DEET.
And pants legs.
And my pants legs, and wear those gaiters that have permethrin coated in them. Because
so the gaiters are made by a company called Insect Shield, and they're wonderful.
So you really need to prevent those chigger bites in the first place, and the best way is with DEET and or permethrin. Now, what happens if you're not successful and you do get bitten by chiggers? Well, first of all, the old Boy Scout remedy, you know, clear nail polish, forget about it. Doesn't work.
Yeah, don't do it.
The chiggers do not burrow into your skin and lay eggs. I mean, there's all kinds of mythology about this. What's happening with the chigger bite is that they're putting some of their saliva and the proteins into your skin. And then for those of us who are highly allergic, it becomes just miserable. So what you need to do, you need to see a dermatologist and get a very potent corticosteroid cream. I'm afraid that the cortisone that you can buy over the counter, hydrocortisone, it ain't going to do it. What you need is something way more powerful, and you put a dab or two on the bite, cover it with a Band-Aid, and it will take a few days for it to really resolve, but that's the best way to proceed if you are as susceptible as you and I are.
And of course, for instant relief, the hot water trick works for chigger bites as well.
There you go. Thank you so much for calling. I'm Larry Mueller. My guests today, Joe and Terry Graydon on the Ideas Network. Thanks for joining us today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here with my two guests, Joe and Terry Graydon of the People's Pharmacy. You know and love that program. Joe and Terry do such a wonderful job, and they are here to help me with this pledge drive, our fall pledge drive. Pledge drives are such an important time to hear from new members as well as old members. If you've never given before, make today the day you become a WPR listener. And I tell you what, in the next 12 minutes, we need to get another 26 contributions. We've got 36 people have, actually now it's 24, 36 people have called in with contributions. What about you? If you haven't given yet, now's the time to do it. A $10 gift a month or more, and we'll send you a copy of their book, Recipes and Remedies from the People's Pharmacy. And Joe and Terry, as I look through the book, you've got recipes and remedies for managing blood sugar, fighting cancer, lowering cholesterol, coughs and colds, preventing hypertension, and a whole lot more.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's going to get cold, Larry. I'm afraid. It's not far away. And you know what that means? Cold season. Sniffling and sneezing. So what to do? Well, we've got this amazing recipe called chicken adobo. How much garlic is in there, Terry?
A lot.
It's wonderful. It is so delicious.
But the garlic probably is part of its healing properties.
We also have my mother's infamous recipe, her chicken soup recipe. It is
also has garlic.
And it is the best.
But one of my favorite recipes also, I do love your mother's chicken soup recipe, but one of my favorite remedies in this book is Tease Immunity, which is a gift from a friend and expert guest of ours, Dr. Tirone Lodog.
Dr. Lodog is a frequent guest on the People's Pharmacy. She's a medical doctor, but she has a great deal of wisdom about natural healing. Her special immuno tea contains astragalus root, schizandra, rose hips, eleuthero root, honey and lemon to taste, and it is fabulous, and it will boost your immune system this coming cold season. So if you want to get those recipes, make a call, make a pledge, and make a difference for Wisconsin Public Radio. Terry, what's that number?
Well, you can do that by calling 888-202-2552, or you can make your pledge online at WPR.org.
Now, she also has a recipe for thyme tea, and that's not T-I-M-E, it's T-H-Y-M-E, and it is an amazing cough remedy.
It certainly is. It turns out that Thymol is really great for calming a cough, and you sip this tea, maybe a little lemon and honey in it, and it will keep your cough calmed down for a couple hours.
Now, Larry, I've got a different remedy that you absolutely have never heard of for a cough. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Vicks Vapor Rub, not on your chest, not under your nose, but on the soles of your feet.
Soles of my feet?
Yes.
Have a bottle of or a jar of Vicks Vapor Rub at home right now.
Well, there you go.
Put it on my feet.
So what you need to do, if the cough is keeping you awake at night, go ahead and smear the Vicks Vapor Rub on the soles of your feet. Put on some nice warm socks. That'll keep you from slipping and tracking and making a mess. And tuck yourself in, and we promise it'll be great.
I'll stop coughing.
You should stop coughing. It doesn't work absolutely 100% of the time, but it really does work actually quite frequently. And thanks to that neuroscientist that Joe was talking about, we now understand a lot more about how it's working.
We think it stimulates something called TRP channels, which are found on the soles of your feet. And we had one reader of our newspaper column say, well, I have twins. And they were both coughing and sneezing and had a nasty cold. And I put the Vicks Vapor Rub on the one twin. The other twin didn't get the Vicks.
Because she ran out.
And guess what? The twin that got the Vicks stopped coughing. The other child coughed all night.
And then she actually repeated the experiment in the opposite direction the following night because she said, well, that was interesting. She got herself more Vicks and she put it on the one child who had been coughing and left it off the other one, and she said it worked out the same way. The person who had the Vicks on the soles of the feet did not cough at night.
Oh, man. Joe and Terry Graydon, our guests today, and as we move toward the top of the hour, we still have a goal of 19 pledges to reach our goal. I've learned an awful lot. Vicks Vapor Rub, who would have thunk it? Put it on the bottoms of your feet to help a cough. They have lots of great remedies, and they have lots of great recipes in their book. It's called Recipes and Remedies from the People's Pharmacy. And just in the next about 7 minutes, you have an opportunity to get that book when you make a contribution of $10 a month or $120 to our drive. So do it right now. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. That's 888-202-2552. There are lots of great recipes. You know, the one that caught my eye, Joe, was Joe's Brain Busting Smoothie.
No, 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 no. Not brain busting.
Boosting.
Brain boosting.
Yes, I said it's really busting. Important. Yes.
I don't want to bust any brains.
No,
I can tell
we want to boost the brains. So they
got to boost the brain, yeah. Yes.
It contains blueberries, among other things.
Yeah,
which
I actually...
There is a fair amount of research supporting the benefits of blueberries for cognitive function.
Now, I also like blackberries and raspberries. So there are all kinds of possibilities, but it's a very heavy protein-based smoothie. We include in that smoothie whey.
Yes, whey powder and powdered egg white, if you can find that.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, some of the protein is coming from the Greek yogurt that we put in.
And if you want to lower your blood pressure, you can put in a little beet juice, because it turns out that beet juice, in very well-conducted studies, can lower blood pressure.
Now, I actually found beet powder on the shelf at the grocery store the last time I shopped, so I snatched it up to try it out.
It
I
out.
Haven't had a chance to try it yet, but it's pretty interesting that that is starting to become something that you can get easily.
So as you listen to Joe and Terry visit with us about their book, you might think, gosh, I would like a copy of that book, Recipes and Remedies from the People's Pharmacy. It's also a chance to support Wisconsin Public Radio. I could become a sustainer, maybe. I could make a monthly contribution, an ongoing monthly contribution, convenient for you. And it's also great for us here at Wisconsin Public Radio. And if you can make that contribution of $10 a month or more right now, you will receive a copy of Recipes and Remedies from the People's Pharmacy. But there's only 5 minutes left to be able to receive that book. And at the same time, support Wisconsin Public Radio. You tune into the Ideas Network every day. There's always something interesting on. I've learned a ton already this hour. You always learn something new as well, I bet. So make your pledge. Any amount really works. Any amount matters, truly makes a difference. Whatever amount feels right for you is exactly the right amount. And just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Make your contribution. We have 4 more minutes to go, and we still have 10 opportunities for you to receive a copy of Recipes and Remedies from the People's Pharmacy by Joe and Terry Graydon, who, as you're hearing, know an awful lot about dealing with all kinds of common conditions. They have some wonderful recipes in their book, and it's their way of saying thanks to you for listening to them and for listening to all the great programs that you hear on the Ideas Network. So a wonderful time to do it. Just go now to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. And Terry and Joe, you folks have supported Wisconsin Public Radio for so long. I want to thank you so much for doing that and for your program that has meant so much to so many people. What about you as you listen to them talk today? Here's your opportunity to make a difference in this program and all the programs that you enjoy on the Ideas Network. And it's a chance for us to reach our goal. We have 9 more contributions to go in the next 3 minutes to make our goal. Do it now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Have you had great experiences on fun drives, Terry and Joe?
Well, we always enjoy doing the fun drive for the Ideas Network. It's always challenging and interesting.
You know, as you have pointed out, Larry, it's listeners that make a difference. And we love our listeners throughout the country, but especially in Wisconsin, because we've gotten so many great calls over the years because they've been so supportive to this wonderful public radio station. So we hope that people will make a call right now, make a pledge, and really make a difference, because we depend so, so much on the listeners to support public radio, to keep it alive and flourishing.
We have so many people, you know, to thank for all this. I want to thank our sustainers, our members who renew by mail. I want to thank you also to our business sponsors, No matter how you give, we really do appreciate your support. It all adds up to make Wisconsin Public Radio and shows like this one and shows like the People's Pharmacy possible. So if you haven't contributed yet, do it right now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution, any amount, but again, $10 a month or more, we're going to send you a copy of Recipes and Remedies from the People's Pharmacy by Joe and Terry Graydon. Still time for you to make the make your contribution and for us to make our goal. We're zeroing in on it quickly, Joe and Terry, in this last minute.
I'm just going to share two of our most favorite recipes. One is for Certo and grape juice. The other is for gin-soaked raisins. So anybody who has a twinge of arthritis, they're going to want to find out how to make those recipes because it can make a difference in your pain.
WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Joe and Terry are going to be with us right up until 12:30 today, but we have this hourly goal of 60 contributions. It's a huge goal. It's much bigger than the normal goal, and part of the reason for that is that we know that you really enjoy this program and especially enjoy as well hearing Joe and Terry Graydon talk. If you haven't done it yet, do it right now. Go to WPR.org and make your contribution or phone 888-202-2552. That's 888-202-2552 or go online to WPR.org. Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here talking today with Joe and Terry Graydon, co-hosts of the People's Pharmacy. Heard right here on WPR, Saturday mornings at 7, right after our Garden Talk show. Joe, a pharmacologist, Terry, a medical anthropologist, and they are the author of many books, including Recipes and Remedies from the People's Pharmacy. I want to, before we go any further, and we're going to go right to the phones. We've got Maddie and Marilyn and Chris to talk with, but I want to say a big thank you to everyone who contributed during the last hour. It was wonderful. We busted our goal and then some, and it's a wonderful outpouring. And I've just been told that we are going to offer a copy of Recipes and Remedies until 12:30 today. So a contribution of $10 a month or more will still send you a copy of that book at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And Maddie in De Pere has been waiting a long time. Maddie, thanks for waiting. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I just want to really thank the People's Pharmacy show for the alternatives to pharmaceutical medications. And with regard to Vicks Vapor Rub, it has eucalyptus oil in it, and also the mosquitoes and ticks don't like that, eucalyptus oil.
Yeah.
So has anyone talked about that with you? And also, I'd like to know your opinion of CBD oil for Lyme disease and stress and a whole array of issues like that. Also,
sure.
the tart cherry juice. Someone told me that they knew someone who went to American Center Against Cancer, and they had to drink a lot of that tart cherry juice. And could you comment on all those things? Thank you.
And
I love your show. I wish it was on twice on Saturday like it was before. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you for your call, Maddie. So let's start at the very beginning, and that is the idea of alternative approaches to pharmaceuticals. Now, we absolutely believe in the benefits of pharmaceuticals. Medications save lives. Antibiotics cure us when we're ill.
But
they also have side effects.
And Americans take so many medications that when we can find an alternative that works and makes sense It makes a lot of sense to try it.
Well,
see
for
if it
example,
can help.
Terry, you know, tens of millions of Americans have arthritis. And the anti-inflammatory drugs that you can buy over the counter, the ibuprofen, the naproxen, the diclofenac that's available by prescription, all of these non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, including a drug called meloxicam, can have some pretty serious complications. Not only can they cause stomach ulcers, they can raise blood pressure, they've been associated with heart attacks and strokes and kidney damage. So, you know, if you could find something alternative to the NSAIDs to ease your pain, well, that would be very helpful. And I kind of teased people
with
Serto and grape juice.
You did.
What's Serto?
Well, Serto is fruit pectin. The home canners will recognize it because they've used it to get their jellies and jams to solidify.
How
thicken.
Do you spell it?
C-E-R-T-O.
Plant pectin. It's as natural as you can get, along with...
Purple grape juice, Concord grape juice, which has anti-inflammatory properties.
Now, it doesn't work for everybody, but a lot of people tell us, Larry, that the Serto and grape juice formula works very well. And then we mentioned gin-soaked raisins.
Now, for this, you actually have to let the gin evaporate. So you're not going to be glugging down great quantities of gin. In fact, if you eat 9 raisins, which is the prescribed amount, if you eat 9 raisins a day, you actually get 1 drop of gin.
Oh, it has to be golden raisins, not just the regular kind, but golden raisins soaked in gin. Takes about a week for the gin to evaporate, and a lot of folks tell us it eases their arthritis pain.
Now, obviously, when Joe says it has to be golden raisins, we have no research. This remedy has not been thoroughly investigated, and there are some people who have talked about using dark raisins and slow gin, and some people use apricots. Apparently, it comes from Europe as a remedy.
Now, Maddie asked about tart cherry juice,
and
we have to tell you that there are fascinating ingredients in tart cherry juice that do have anti-inflammatory properties. Some people use tart cherry juice against the pain of gout. Other people use the tart cherry juice for arthritis, and there's actually been research, Terry, that suggests that tart cherry juice has some benefit for athletes.
That's absolutely true. And we spoke to one of the scientists who has been studying it. It turns out that tart cherry juice improves endurance, improves muscle performance. So perhaps it's the antioxidant properties of the tart cherry juice. And some people also find it quite helpful when they are trying to get to sleep because it contains melatonin.
We have a cherry spritzer recipe.
Yes, I saw that in the book.
Remedies. And so people can find out more about tart cherry juice if they make a call and make a pledge. Terry, that number again, please.
That number is 888-202-2552.
And you get a copy of Recipes and Remedies as our thank you. Now, very quickly, Maddie talked about CBD oil, cannabidiol oil, and there is some research. There's a lot more that needs to be done.
Most of the research has been done on cannabidiol for epilepsy.
Right.
And there is fairly good research that it can be helpful in certain cases, certain types of epilepsy. We don't have a lot of information on what she was talking about, which is Lyme disease. As far as I know, cannabidiol has not been shown to be anti-infective.
It may be beneficial against some kinds of pain, but it does not get people high. When they hear cannabis, they think of marijuana, but cannabidiol oil does not have any psychoactive substances, so you won't get high, but it might help ease your pain. And there is some data to suggest that it will take care of epilepsy for some children.
And it may also reduce anxiety, so that could be helpful.
Yeah. Marilyn in Brookfield, we'll give you a chance. Hi, Marilyn.
Hello.
Yes, what's on your mind today?
Oh, just a family thing that happened. We received some of the newsletters, like from Harvard newsletter, and I'm not sure which newsletter, but it said that, this is regarding mosquitoes, that different people's biology attracts mosquitoes or not. And my husband and one daughter are very susceptible to them. They draw them from a mile away. And myself and another daughter do not attract mosquitoes. When we were in France many years ago, it was myself and the one daughter who attracted the mosquitoes, and my husband and other daughter didn't get bothered at all.
So there's a difference between French and American mosquitoes.
There are so many species of mosquitoes out there.
Well, we have no good explanation for this.
I think that what Marilyn is suggesting is that there's a genetic component, and it certainly sounds that way.
And there also may be a dietary component. There may be a species component. There may be a lot of things that are working to make some people susceptible and other people resistant. But thank you very much for the call, Marilyn.
Yeah, thanks, Marilyn. Well, Chris in Adams, Wisconsin, it's your turn. Hi, Chris.
Good morning. I spoke to you guys about 4 years ago. I gave you my absolutely fabulous sweet potato quinoa chicken with a cranberry sauce with horseradish and ginger recipe over at Joy Cardine's show. I don't know if you remember that. But I wanted to talk to you a little bit. I have fibromyalgia, and I have celiac disease really badly. So I've been exploring this anti-inflammatory diet thing. About 2 years ago, I started developing some horrible symptoms. I was throwing up every day, and my pain was getting way worse. And so I went and investigated a little bit, and it turns out that I have leaky gut syndrome from the years and years and years of that other thing not being diagnosed. And so now I've had to exclude nightshade, vegetables, and legumes from my diet. And the antidote for all of that is cruciferous vegetables. But the reason I called you is that would probably pertain to anybody that's got any digestive system disease, Crohn's disease, inflammatory bowel disease, whatever, if you're still having problems. The interesting thing about it is that the pain thing, because the food particles are getting into your bloodstream and it's increasing your inflammation in your body. I wanted you to talk a little bit about all of high fructose corn syrup and other starches that are in the foods that people are buying and what it's doing to people getting diabetes and obesity in our culture. It's just awful. And nobody is reading labels, and they're putting this in everything. It's everywhere. It's in low-fat dairy products and kidney beans that you find on the shelf and all of the cereal products. And maybe you could just go there a little bit.
Sure.
Well, Chris, we really appreciate your call and your recipe. And, of course, when someone like Chris says leaky gut, doctors tend to shudder. They don't think it's not a scientific terminology, but it is a real phenomenon, particularly for someone like Chris who has celiac disease.
Well, gastroenterologists have a different term for leaky gut. They call it intestinal permeability.
And both terms mean that the lining of the intestines are not forming a tight junction to keep the contents of the intestines inside where they belong. They can leak into the bloodstream, which is not desirable.
Now, Chris mentioned celiac disease, and that is notorious for causing those kinds of problems.
Exactly right.
And they can be long-lasting. So I guess I am very concerned about high fructose corn syrup. It is a sugar substitute, and it does pose a lot of problems. I agree with the point about obesity and about diabetes. And when it comes to cruciferous vegetables, Terry, I mean, there's nothing that we can't say that
crucifers are good.
They're great.
Your broccoli, your kale, your cabbage, your mustard greens, your turnip greens, all of this. It's wonderful, wonderful stuff.
And they work well, and they can work well in smoothies in combination with other fruits.
Absolutely,
they can. You don't want to overdo, but they can work very well.
Well, you know, we have long said you are what you eat, and those vegetables have been shown to be healthful for all kinds of things, and there's a lot of research to support that. So eat your vegetables, especially your cruciferous vegetables.
And Chris, thanks again. Tom in Pewaukee will give you a chance. Hi, Tom.
Hi. I have been enjoying the show very much, and I do have a question. I've had a problem for about 18 years with some very severe post-nasal drip. I am constantly clearing my throat 20, 30 times an hour, and it's been a real problem. I don't know if you've got anything that you can help me with that.
We don't, because A, we could never diagnose or make a specific treatment recommendation. That's up to your ear, nose, and throat specialist, your otolaryngologist. I will say one thing. When it comes to allergies, and this is a time of year for a lot of folks to be suffering from allergies, and that can sometimes cause a post-nasal drip kind of problem, there is a drug that is underappreciated in this country. It's called Cromolyn, C-R-O-M-O-L-Y-N. And Cromolyn is kind of interesting because it was developed from bishop's weed. So it originated from a natural product. It's been a prescription drug for many years in this country. It is now available over the counter. And is there a brand name, Terry?
There is a brand name. It's called Nasal Chrome, N-A-S-A-L-C-R-O-M.
And it protects the nose from all of those nasty allergens that cause histamine and other bad chemicals to be released.
Now, it does have to be used properly. You can't just take it after your allergies have already begun. It needs to be taken before the allergy season starts, and you need to take it at least 3 times a day.
So go to your pharmacy, ask the pharmacist, is there any nasal chrome available in the pharmacy? You can also find it online. It's a lot more effective than most people realize.
And Tom, it came across a study recently showing that the flavonoid quercetin, Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N, which is available as a dietary supplement, may actually be almost as good as Cromolyn in preventing allergies and potentially cutting down on that post-nasal drip.
Yeah, there we go. And, you know, I had a little of that myself last week on the show where I was clearing my throat a bit and probably a little post-nasal drip. And my guest at our news break said, you know what, I've got some fisherman's friends cough lozenges. And she said, that really helps me when I have that problem. And she gave me one over the news break, and it worked.
How did it taste, Tom?
Larry. It didn't taste. It's not the best tasting that I've ever cough drop that I've ever tasted. But you know what? It did the trick.
Well, that's always good.
You know, here's another use for Fisherman's Friend, which I think is one of the most. I won't say disgusting, but the most powerful flavors you will ever taste. I mean, it is.
It has licorice and capsaicin, I think, both, right?
Well, I don't know what's in it.
And something else.
But it is strong. For indigestion, now you're going to go, wait a minute, it's a cough medicine. It's not for indigestion. Yeah, but it turns out saliva is one of the best treatments for indigestion, and you make it naturally. Hey, it's cheap. But sometimes you need to stimulate saliva production, so you could do it with a cough drop, like Fisherman's Friend. Next time you have heartburn, you might want to give it a try.
You mentioned stimulate, and I'd like to stimulate some phone calls right now from our listeners as we are in our fall membership drive. We have this drive, of course, a couple times a year we come to you, and our fall drive is on right now. If you haven't contributed yet, now would be a great time to do it, because when you do contribute, a gift of $10 a month or more will send you the recipes and remedies from the People's Pharmacy book, written by Joe and Terry Graydon. Their gift to you for supporting their program and all the programs that you enjoy here on the Ideas Network. You listen every day. You rely on our programs for great information, some entertainment, some great conversations like we're having today. We're listener-supported. Your gift makes WPR possible. So I hope you'll give right now. We've got maybe 6 minutes left in the program for you to to have a chance to receive a copy of Recipes and Remedies from the People's Pharmacy. So do it right now. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. We've had many great contributions today, Joe and Terry, and it's been wonderful, but more would certainly be helpful.
Well, you know, we have a lot of very healthy recipes in this book, Recipes and Remedies. For example, there's the wheat berry salad. It was contributed by Dr. Jeffrey Blumberg, who was one of the giants in the field of nutrition. He was at Tufts University for many years. But, you know, we also have some desserts. So get ready. We've got blueberry cheesecake contributed by Steven Zeisel and his wife, Susan.
And it turns out that this is a wonderful, delicious cheesecake that's also healthy for you. Dr. Zeisel is a star in the field of nutrition science.
And we've got blueberries. We've got some very interesting ingredients that are good for your brain. So if you want to have a healthy dessert, you might want to try the blueberry cheesecake by Dr. Zeisel and his wife. It's your gift when you make a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, our way of saying thank you. Recipes and remedies from the People's Pharmacy.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution right now in support of all the programs that you love. Pledge drives are such an important time to hear from everyone, and we're particularly interested in new members. You know, last hour, I think we heard from something like 60 new members. It was just an amazing number of people who called in for the first time to contribute. If you've never given before, make today the day you become a WPR member. If you're enjoying this program and all the programs you hear, put in a vote right now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Make your contribution, a pledge, any amount really doesn't matter. Any amount matters, but it doesn't really matter how much you give. Truly, any amount makes a big difference, and whatever amount feels right for you, that is exactly the right amount. If you can contribute $120 or $10 a month, we're going to be happy to send you a copy of this, I think, 170-page recipe and remedies from the People's Pharmacy book by Joe and Terry Graydon. We will have to go away in a couple of minutes, but in fact, I think exactly 2 minutes. But there's still time for you to make your contribution at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And in our last minute or so, Terry and Joe, any final comments from you?
Well, what we think is that people really need to pay attention to what they do every day. So doing all the things that your grandmother probably told you, getting a good night's sleep, eating your vegetables, and by the way, visiting your grandmother.
Well, you know, that's a really key piece, Larry, because what she was talking about when she said visit your grandma was connection. Connecting to her and to family. Well, Wisconsin Public Radio is a giant family. It's made up of all of the listeners, the people who are right now listening to our voices. And so we hope that, you know, families stick together, they support one another. And the best way to do that at this particular moment is by giving a call to Wisconsin Public Radio and making a pledge and making a difference.
And that number, 888-202-2552. Thank you.
Or go to WPR.org and make your contribution. A big thanks today to Joe and Terry Graydon. Still have a couple of minutes to get a copy of their book with a $10 a month or more contribution, Recipes and Remedies from the People's Pharmacy. To do that, $10 pledge or more per month, go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. If you've already contributed, thank you so much. If you haven't, go right now, WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.